Ever since the controversial Supreme Court rulings in the Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission and McCutcheon versus FEC cases that opened the floodgates of unlimited and unaccountable money in U.S. election campaigns, activists across the country have been working to reverse the decisions. But short of a constitutional amendment, which requires approval by a two-thirds vote in both the Senate and House, followed by two-thirds of the 50 states ratifying the measure, progress will be incremental. On April 2nd, a rally was held at the White House and at dozens of other locations around the country, calling on President Obama to issue an executive order mandating that corporations with federal government contracts disclose their political spending. The drive for an executive order is being organized by 55 advocacy groups, whose members delivered 550,000 petition signatures in support of the measure at the White House rally. With $500 trillion spent annually on federal contracts, there's ample opportunity for corporations that have or are seeking federal contracts to secretly funnel large sums of money to influence the very same lawmakers who cast votes on awarding those contracts. Your reporter spoke with Akine Freechild, co-director of Public Citizens Democracy is for People campaign. Here she talks about why a coalition of citizens groups are working to convince President Obama to issue an executive order that requires federal contractors to disclose their political spending.
The rally we had in front of the White House is one of 50 rallies we had all over the country, people calling on the president to do what he can with the stroke of a pen to make sure that we at least know where, you know, money from federal contractors is pouring into elections, which public officials are the beneficiaries of big corporate federal contractor largesse, and be able to look and see, you know, are those officials also involved in approving contracts? Is there a quid pro quo going on there? Right now, we don't have that privilege, and barely one-fourth of the largest government contractors disclose their contributions to outside groups. That's groups outside of the parties themselves, like super PACs, nonprofits, and the like. But the significance of April 2nd is it's the anniversary of the Supreme Court's McCutcheon decision, which is another decision like the Citizens United decision, where it drastically loosened the amount of money that can be spent in our elections. So in the McCutcheon decision, which came down a year ago in 2014, there was originally a cap on how much an individual could give to parties in federal election cycle. The two-year cycle, it's about 120,000. There's only about 1,200 people who got even close to that in past years. But one individual said, I want to be able to give more. I feel like it's a restriction on my ability to spend, so you need to remove this cap. And they went ahead and did that. And now it's possible to give up to $6 million to party committees and affiliated committees in our elections, which is just a crazy amount of money. It's beyond what any average American voter could ever dream of spending, and it really changes the game, and it changes who our officials that we elect to represent us are really accountable to. So that data is really important to call out.
What are the rules governing these corporations that have federal government contracts? What kind of reporting do they have to comply with now in terms of possible conflicts of interest with their campaign spending, as well as just plain old ethical issues here?
The individuals within corporations are still subject to the same laws they were before in terms of giving directly to candidates and parties. They can form employee PACs, and those have always been, or long been, ways that individuals affiliated with corporations made their expenditures in our elections. But what changed after Citizens United is that those corporations can now spend directly from their general treasuries. If they're publicly traded corporations, those general treasuries must be spent to further the profit of those corporations. So you have a system which basically, on one end, you're saying, this is a for-profit corporation, we have to spend our funds to make profit, and they're giving those funds to a public entity that's supposed to serve individual citizens, not corporations. It's not supposed to favor one corporation over another. It's supposed to be a fair arbiter in the market. So it's fundamentally corrupting, and that's the problem we've had since Citizens United. And we've seen federal contractor PAC spending, which we can monitor, triple since 2004. but we don't know what their undisclosed spending is. Since Citizens United, the Federal Election Commission has steadily pulled back from some of the enforcement that they were doing, and they have not been requiring disclosure. They have been making it easier, in fact, for federal contractors like Chevron to spend unlimited amounts of money, to do kind of whatever they want without needing to disclose. We know about Chevron, obviously, they disclosed their spending in this last election, but we don't know where a lot of contractor spending is going, and some of that has gone underground, and we're calling on the president to change that and make sure the public has a right to know, make sure that we do know what's happening.
I've read that an estimated $500 billion are spent annually on federal contracts, and there's got to be examples of conflicts of interest and ethical violations that could be exposed by a White House executive order to force federal contractors to reveal their spending. Maybe you could give us some examples or scenarios where a presidential executive order like this would shine the light of day on what many people would classify as corruption.
Yeah, I think some of the biggest federal contractors are defense contractors, and folks have heard a lot about Congress wanting to pass legislation to fund particular types of military equipment that we hear from the Pentagon aren't actually needed. There was a long, drawn-out debate about the F-35 jet engine, for example. Defense contractors spent over $24 million to influence the 2014 elections. That's what we know about. They received billions in federal contracts. What little we know about spending shows that the dollars that are spent to fund election campaigns they seem to be rewarded with billions on millions. So the return on investment is huge if these contracts are in fact inspiring quid pro quo corruption, but we can't say that for sure without knowing. And of course, a presidential executive order would expose future spending, not past spending. So it may not tell us the story of what's been happening, but it certainly will discourage the kind of quid pro quo corruption that we're concerned about.
That was Akine Freechild, co-director of Public Citizens Democracies for People campaign. For more discussion and analysis of campaign finance reform initiatives, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.